Rivian has leased the old Wildwood Industries warehouse in North Normal. Milwaukee-based Phoenix Investors is all but finished with construction of the once-moribund half-million-square-foot warehouse and has the option to double that size. Zach Dietmeyer is a spokesperson for the Rivian plant.
Well, knowing the history of that particular property, we know that from a local aspect, this is a pretty big deal for economic development at the Central Illinois regional level even. From a Rivian perspective, this decision to utilize this space showcases that we are in the final days before production begins and leading up to summer 2021, which will be our inbound logistics center for our parts that will be used at the plant.
Phoenix had indicated there is potential to expand over the next few years and double the size of that 500,000 square feet. Is that contemplating further Rivian involvement and growth, or is that a different set of business partners?
We will certainly see what the future holds. Rivian was aware of that possibility, and that did play into the decision. Looking at the local Bloomington Normal warehousing situation, that was going to be probably the best case for us to look at any possible future expansion. We're not committed at this stage to taking that space if it is developed, but it was certainly considered during this conversation.
So it looks attractive to you, potentially?
Correct, yes.
For the public, give them an idea of the kind of activity that will be going through that warehouse and what kind of parts and the logistic supply chain that you're having to create.
We're looking at probably about 30 or 40 Rivian employees that will be on site at this warehouse location. And what they'll be doing is sorting inbound parts for the vehicle builds as they come in. We're going to be having probably in the neighborhood of 2,000 different parts coming into that facility. And it's a good staging ground for us. It's close to the plant in proximity, but also allows us to utilize the entirety of the space inside the factory to build vehicles over the next several years. So what we're going to be seeing is a lot of activity at that site. It's a good way for us to be able to launch and to launch quickly and effectively while at a safe speed for us, as well as the ramp of our production kind of hits full gear over the summer months.
What is current employment at the plant and in the community, and what do you anticipate in the year coming forward?
As of this week, we are at 620 employees in Normal. Those are full-time employees. What we're going to be seeing is probably another 30 or so here in the next few weeks to round out 2020. And as we look ahead toward production, that number is going to increase significantly in the spring months as we move toward a summer production of probably near double that amount. So more information to come in the next several weeks as we start to really put together that plan for how we reach that number and hit sustainability for that over the next few years as the plant fully ramps up production.
If you're looking at an additional 600 people or so, what kinds of job categories, what kind of qualifications will those folks need?
There's going to be a wide portfolio of what those requirements will be. Everything from a line worker that will require basic training and some simple education in those aspects of the technical skills required for working in a manufacturing environment, all the way up through equipment technicians and some more detailed advanced manufacturing. We're still writing the plans at this stage for what that looks like, but expect some information from us in the very near future as we reach out to the broader region in our call for those manufacturing specialties.
What is your catchment area for employment? How big a region are you looking to draw people from?
I think we're still looking at exactly what that is. Even going back to some discussions at the broader economic development level, we know that nearly 50% of the employment in Mitsubishi days came from the Peoria area. So you're starting to look at the wider region really within a 60-mile radius for a lot of these potential employment opportunities. It incorporates a whole lot of community colleges at that level and a whole lot of manufacturing trained people who have experience either from Mitsubishi or from other manufacturing jobs throughout their careers.
That additional 600 through midsummer, do you anticipate hiring in the latter half of the year as well, or is that a new plateau until things clarify?
I think we're going to see a steady stream of hiring throughout 2021 and even into 2022. Because start of production does not always necessarily mean that we're at full capacity at that stage. So it's a starting point. It's a good picture of what we'll be doing on site in Bloomington Normal, but also leaves plenty of room for expansion for the future.
You've put $215 million into the plant so far. What will the next year bring in investment?
Much like the hiring ramp, it's fluid, but we're talking about at least that figure coming in the next year. I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 80 active construction projects on site with a total revamp of the site as a whole. So the investment from hiring to construction to continuous improvement in Bloomington Normal is going to be something that I don't think we've seen here in many years.
Zach Dietmeyer is a spokesperson for the Rivian plant. Rivian recently hired a new corporate marketing director from the British automaker Aston Martin.